What'd you do?
My water bottle bumped my table and hit my mouse. Sorry.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It is Fire the Nintendo Josh. Power Cat. Literally, I hit my desk on the bottom side. It jumped my mouse and made it click the button.
Did we go live and then go not live and then go live again?
No, I think that's all in the recording.
All right. Yeah. That's perfect. You need to leave that in there.
Professional podcasters.
We'll do it live. Hey, it's episode 356 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Player 2, Cheesy, since you're not cutting me off like these other two.
What on, cheese curds?
Johnny, what's happening?
I'm feeling like a winner today. Big dubs. And I didn't have to buy any chips.
All right.
And Nightcrawler, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Okay, well, let's see. First off, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We'd love to have you. Smash Bros. Tournament was a lot of fun this last weekend. So if you guys turned out for that, thank you so much. We got another one coming up end of April. So I will have signups ready to go by this weekend. So jump in there. Quick thing, Crawler. I do not have chat showing up on Restream. So if you see something to pull into chat, make sure we do that. And
it says Josh really needs to get it together.
Play Kirby instead of Mario Kart.
We'll talk about
it. He's mad at Halo. Wow. Wow. That was a pretty rough comment there.
That's all those things. Dang. Okay.
Guess what? April Fool's. That's my April Fool's joke.
Oh, that's there you go. I love it. That's funny. So before we go any further, I want these guys to shout out where you can connect with them. So Cheesy, go ahead and kick us off.
You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
Johnny.
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitch, TikTok. Well, kind of taking a break from Twitch, YouTube, TikTok. Man, my brain's fried. I don't know if I said two. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
He lost count and he's an accountant.
There's links in the description, you guys.
Just find me. Yell at me for. Apparently, Nintendo fell off and you're not allowed to talk about Nintendo.
And the controller's horrible. And
yeah, the controller sucks.
Yep.
I did just post a video on how to fix controller drift. So make sure you check that out. It's on my TikTok. It's very insightful.
Oh, I like this. This is great. We've got people playing Mario Kart with us that press the A button so hard they have A drift. That's what Nate pointed out to us.
Just go to the store and buy a new one, right?
Yeah, just go get Joy-Con.
Just watch that video. Watch that video. It's worth it.
Okay. And then Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spot is Twitter. I've been, as Cheesy said before we went live, I've been tweeting more, putting those hot takes out there, you know. I'll call out some of Johnny's trolls as well. I playing the whole. I didn't realize it was the whole thing when I put the GIF of the Billy Madison thing. It's the entire speech of the
Madison. What you just said is one of the most.
It's the whole speech in the GIF, and I thought it was hilarious, so I put that in there to one of Johnny's trolls. So yeah, Twitter, and put the hot take out there about E3. Just waiting for whoever's going to announce their event so we know when we can take off work and plan our summer around that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I actually said it. Nightcrawler 724 is down right there.
Yeah, there you go. Right? Isn't that fun trying to point on the screen? You're like, yeah. It's over,
mirrored. Over
yeah. Yeah. Guys, I have been streaming on TikTok every day at 4 p.m. Pacific racing Mario Kart. And then we've been transitioning over into Twitch and YouTube at 5 p.m. And it has been an absolute party. We have had so many people racing, so many new people in the Discord. Like, it has been an absolute blast. We've got more people here live tonight right now. So what's up to the live stream, to the chat here? Welcome, everybody. So glad to see you guys.
Did your Discord mod or your TikTok mods in chat as well?
Yeah, TikTok and Twitch mods were in the race today. And it was today's mod appreciation day. So I was just trying to say what's up and thank you to all the mods. So it was... It's been a ton of fun. So if you're looking to race those new Mario Kart tracks, look no further than the tournament that we're doing. So I think we had, I haven't checked the number for this week. After the first day, we had 66 people racing on the first day. So that was great. And Jasmine says you're disrespectful. It may have been her that Nate said, had the A button trimmed. Because I always harass her about pressing A so hard while she's racing, because it's the thing, everybody does it. So so lots of cool stuff happening. Come hang out, come get involved. The Discord has just been an absolute riot as of late. Like I kind of just hop in there and stir the pot and then hop back out after a while. So
mom and dad, aka Josh and I, had fake fights in Discord.
Yeah, we did. I think I told him to shut up and he said, make me. And it was all kinds of fun. So, but we've played some Kirby. I 100%
have you, Kirby. Have you?
Listen, I 100%ed Kirby over the weekend. I sent you guys a pic. You guys said pick or we don't believe you. And
this
I was
is
like,
don't live on April 1st. Yeah,
And I'm going to call you out as well, because I went to your profile yesterday and that would have been Wednesday night. And it said first played 2 days ago. So yeah,
I am a speedrunner. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I mean the game is like what, an hour long or something. Like it's...
So if you guys want to know, I 100%ed Star Allies back in the day, and I kind of have a feeling that maybe Josh took the screen grab of Star Allies. Is that what happened? Josh,
listen, nobody asked you to Scooby-Doo this, okay? If it hadn't been for you meddling kids, I would have got away with it too. All right, so yeah, that's like no joke what happened. I totally googled a screen, and Crawler was immediately like, he went in full detective mode. He's like, I'm figuring out where this came from. Like, this can't be real. And so but no, real talk, I'm in the third world. I finished the second race. I will tell you,
you're in the carnival. Are you in the carnival? Or is...
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the carnival. There's not a boss in Elden Ring that's as hard as trying to control Kirby as a car on that track. Like, that's what I'm gonna tell you right now. Like, that there is no... I was like,
there is one of those time trials that really frustrated me. It's the car. It's one of the car ones, and it's just
the long one, the sub 50 second one.
Oh, that's it. I was like,
it took me a while to figure it out. Yeah.
So yeah, here's the pro tip. You ready? Hold forward on your stick the entire time, and then it's easy to know where you need to turn. If you let off your stick, you're like, which way am I supposed to turn? And you turn the wrong way and drive off the track. And I'm like,
that's like, probably why I was confused as to why you thought it was hard, because I never took, I didn't let go of turbo, and I didn't let go of where I was steering. I was always,
I didn't let go of turbo, but I would always take, and I was like, derp da derp, boom, right off the ledge, and I'm just like, I can't hang right now. This is too much. Like, I should be playing Elden Ring. It'd be much easier.
So what are your, you make what jokes are your about Elden Ring, but you have yet to play Elden Ring.
Listen, okay.
Wait, he's been on TikTok. Game? He's been on TikTok, Johnny. He knows enough about Elden Ring just from TikTok, I'm sure.
Here's the thing. I had a podcast on the Beamable Game Dev podcast today where I talked with somebody who I was like, I haven't played Elden Ring, but I did beat Ninja Gaiden on the original Xbox. And she was like, oh my gosh, every time somebody talks about Elden Ring, or she goes, I always reference that game. That's like the level of difficulty that, so, I mean, I'm good. I've beat Ninja Gaiden, not Ninja Gaiden Black, Ninja Gaiden. Okay. So I don't need any of this easy you mode. Beat Elden
Doom 2016 on Switch on Nightmare, right?
Yeah. So I know what's up. I know what's up. I feel we're going to have to get like we're going to hit some kind of milestone. And I'm going to have to play Elden Ring for like a 24 hour.
Another play. Bet. I'm addicted to these bets now. You know, we need more bets.
I'm game. I'm currently addicted. I also think my hair coming out of my hat on both sides. I gotta fix this. Hang on. Okay. So Kirby wanted to know, or Cheesy wanted to know what I thought of Kirby. And I think Kirby is fine. You guys are probably going to get to hear or have already heard an interview I did with Crawler's son. And he is loving Kirby. He gave Mario Kart a 9.5 because he thinks Kirby's a little bit better. Uh-huh. And it's between a 9.5 and a 9.10. So spoilers, I guess, if you haven't heard this interview yet. But here's my, it's not even an issue with Kirby. I'm in this weird season right now with gaming where like, I don't have any motivation to play a single player game. That's why I didn't pick up Elden Ring. It's why I've taken so long with Arceus, and even with Kirby, I feel like I'm like, I want to make sure I'm playing it just so that we can talk about it and I can be a part of the conversation. There's nothing wrong with the game. I'm just in a season right now where it's like, I'm streaming Mario Kart and then I've got my guitar behind me and I'd rather be playing guitar or writing some music or just like creating versus consuming. Right. So it really has nothing to do with the game. I think the game is charming. I love the world that they've created. I've tried to like what would 6-year-old Josh think of this game? And I would probably be losing my mind having such a great time with it. Right.
Like you feel super powerful when you get those abilities ranked up, like you feel really strong and it's an interesting take on the game. And it, I don't know. You haven't done a lot of boss fights, but like, they definitely scale the game pretty well that like, if you want 100% it, every boss, I think every boss I've been to so far has been a don't take any damage, final Waddle D challenge. So, I mean that in and of itself, you get to come up with creative ways or come back later after you've upgraded one of your abilities super crazy and find a way to deal damage. You talk to Wise Waddle D or whatever back in the town, he'll tell you how fast somebody has beaten some of the bosses, and the record on DDD in the first continent is like 7 seconds, and it's
spoilers.
Whatever. It's in the first continent. Come on. It's
that's like the fourth world. That's like more than halfway through the game, I think.
I don't know. I'm only 42% done, and I've been 100% and stuff, so I don't know. Cheesy's going to be able to speak better.
You beat the game. What's your percent at?
I don't know. I would have to check. When I started...
Say 100. It's easier.
When I started it today, I think it was at 42%. But yeah, I mean, like, not spoilers or anything, but that final boss is like an Elden Ring boss. It's it's really cool. I definitely like this game a lot more than I thought I was going to. I kind of think that it is a must have on your Switch just because of how different it is and how colorful. And I think that the way that Kirby moves works really well and upgrading your abilities. It really took me by surprise, and I think I was smiling like most of the time. It's a very charming game that looks beautiful. Like Hal did a really great job with it. So, it's a big one for me this year for Nintendo so far.
And the challenge rooms are a good mix up as well.
I want everybody to hold on to your butts because I was very negative last week. Very negative. And I really enjoyed this game. It's awesome. Like it's a lot better than I was expecting. It's I mean, it's easy. Like it's not that difficult, but it's not as easy as I was worried that it was going to be. I got hit, you know, I don't think I've died yet. I've failed some of the time trials, like that car one. But you I don't think I've died. Like, but the one thing that I did find odd is, you know, Kirby can fly. And my big complaint was like on the 2D ones where you could just fly over everything. Now they kind of designed the levels as if he couldn't fly, but you could still like kind of cheese some of the platforming sections because you can fly.
You don't
some,
have to
some do sometimes there's a ceiling cap you where you can't fly higher.
I kind of like it that way.
Toad mode.
I mean, it kind of feels like if you're used to playing Kirby and Smash, it's almost the same thing. Is that you can't fly that much. There's only so much air that Kirby can suck in and float around.
The mouthful mode, awesome. Like being a staircase. Who would have thought being a staircase would be fun? Or a scissor lift.
Scissor lift or a big a ball
cone,
of water.
A traffic cone. A ball of water. I like the ball of water. I think that one's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, it that kind of stuff is it really is fantastic. Like it's super fun to try to figure out the puzzles aren't like super challenging, but they're still like, you know, when it clicks, you're like, oh, that's pretty rad. You know,
there's a level later on, Josh, that utilizes all of the mouthful ability except for the
I just did that
almost all of them. There's a few that aren't there, but like any of the ones where you can walk around freely, it utilizes mouthful mode for all of them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really exciting. So yeah, I mean, I'm with Cheesy. I would say that this is and especially if you can do like co-op or you've got younger kids or whatever, like I would say don't sleep on this one. It's
and you can fish.
Yeah. That there's a small window on that.
Work a job.
There's a small window on that fishing challenge to get the big one.
Is Tom the Coliseum is cool. Game?
The Coliseum is really cool. I wish it, I hope so they have
I hope the Coliseum expands.
Yeah, you can unlock like codes through the postal service thing. So I'm thinking they're going to update this game, and I'm hoping the Coliseum is something they update because, as far as I know, it's only one run, right? It's
one
only
run. That's Cheesy might speak if it expands. Did you go back to Waddle Dee Town after you beat the game?
No, I haven't yet. I just beat the game and I wanted to explore the post game a little bit. I saw that the town grew, but then I had to come over here. So
wow.
So it kind of ruined my Kirby fun. No, it's all good. I will say the multiplayer is probably the downside of the game, and not in a bad way, but it. Playing Bandana Waddle Dee, you don't get to have as much fun as Kirby. You just get to like poke people around with your spear, and you don't get like the abilities. You don't get to do the mouthful mode. But I'm playing it with my fiance right now, and she's playing as Kirby, so I'm letting her experience those levels and the all the abilities and stuff. And it's her first Kirby game, so it's been really fun to see her. Kind of the same way that I was just enjoying this game, but for her, Kirby is brand new. So everything that he can do is a total surprise to her.
If anybody in chat has played the game, we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'll throw them up on the screen as well. So I love, like, there's all kinds of Kirby merch out there. I don't know if you guys have seen the ramen bowl with the chopsticks and like some blankets. Like GameStop has quite a few. Pretty cool.
Did you see the target balls? Did you see?
I didn't get to see them in person, but I saw pictures of them.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. I don't leave my house, so I would never see them in person. But I have seen the pictures.
Yeah, I'm wondering how easy they are to take. Honestly, like, and kind of
these are just coverings. They're just coverings.
Like, and then you just go and then you go buy a exercise ball, and then you have your own Kirby in your.
You have your own. Yeah. See, crawl. How many did you take?
I don't leave my house. I go to work and I come straight home.
I got you. I got you. So, yeah, it, but yeah, in agreement with Cheesy, like pick this one up, especially if you're in a lull for Nintendo games. Like it's fun. It's fun.
No,
it's,
Nintendo fell off. It's a rip off. It's,
I know. Yeah. Those are Johnny's comments on TikTok people. It is that game that I find myself like, I mean, I was trying to do a level in bed and I was like, I finally just like zonked my Switch, almost like hit my face. I'm like, okay, time to put it away.
It you looks know, really like good on the OLED. Cheesy, have you played it handheld? Or have you played it handheld?
I played a little bit handheld.
Yeah, it looks real good. I mean, the OLED Nintendo games on the OLED just they work perfectly together because the colors are just so much more vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think probably only Cheesy could give it like a number rating at this point, right? As far as completing the game. Like do you have one in mind or have you thought about it that much?
I would say off the top of my head, probably like an 8 or a 9. I'm kind of in that range. So maybe like an 8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is that because you're playing more Mario Kart, like Will, or
no? Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Okay. No. Like when I really think about it, this is a game I think a lot of people are going to miss out on because it's Kirby and it looks like, nah, I don't want to play that. That's going to be too easy or, you know, it looks kind of childish, but like it's a huge surprise and they nailed it for their first 3D Kirby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Cryptic from chat saying, I was surprised by how difficult it was. And it was a lot of fun and easily the best Kirby game to date. Don't know if you're talking spoilers, but post-game levels are really tough. So It seems like it's taking an Odyssey approach there, which again, I mean, that's cool stuff. Because now that I know that, I'm even a little bit more inclined. Because I'll be honest, part of me was just kind of trying to rush through the game. I wasn't doing the side stuff. And I was like, I just want to get through this so that I can be a part of the conversation.
You want to do the side stuff because you want to upgrade those weapons.
But now, yeah, after upgrading one thing, I was like, oh man, the upgrades are super sick, you know? So I don't want to not upgrade.
I do like how the bosses have two phases. It is like a Dark Souls light in that way, because like
they change something up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they get new moves and they're more. I'm playing on wild mode, so it's very
real gamer. Real gamer mode.
Not me. I went easy, full easy. I'm just kidding.
The other thing I think with the boss modes, they probably could have been a little different. They feel a little similar, where you're just in this arena and you're kind of basically just running around doing the same thing for each one. The bosses do have different move sets, but it just feels very repetitive. Like, well, I've already done this kind of thing before. You know, you're just looking for the patterns as normal. But I just think that they could have been a little more creative in that sense.
Yeah. And there is some cool stuff with 100%ing if you're going for like all the Waddle Dees on the boss rooms are kind of the best showcase of kind of pushing you outside your comfort level, because they'll either require a certain upgrade ability used. I think one of them requires you to beat it in just basic Kirby mode. And then I think almost, like I said earlier, almost all of them, I think, have a don't take damage challenge on it as well. So it kind of, you get to approach it and think about it in a different way. I'm a fan of the drill, just stay down below ground and pop up and get in when you can.
Yeah, what was cool. Your favorite ability, Johnny?
I'm always a fan of the hammer. And I don't know. The upgraded abilities, there are some that are really cool. I don't really want to spoil anything, but Crawler spoiled it in our chat. But I knew about it. And it was I think that's probably one of my favorite. It's a callback to a certain enemy.
That's and after the third world. That's early.
Some of them are just weird. The crash ability, which is, just the one-time bomb. When you upgrade that, I didn't know how it was supposed to work. And then there's a time trial that you have to.
Yeah, that was cool.
If
you touch things, it keeps the time frozen.
Yeah. And if you touch enemies, it doesn't end. So I thought that was pretty. Some of the upgrades were pretty cool, like the bomb upgrades and the fire upgrades are probably the best.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I think it's a little OP, but I still enjoy it.
It's just cool. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
That fuse. Did you guys do the fuse dragon time trial?
Yeah, I just did it.
Yeah, that one took me a while.
Like. Because you're at the mercy of the rope.
Once you're in the cannon, press L or R and the fuse speeds up.
Okay. There you go.
Real time.
We're just talking about random stuff that the listeners have no idea what we're talking about. There's a random time trial where you have to use this fire ability and then you have to. Yeah. And Cryptic's message that just popped up. This would be cool because I think the creators of Yoshi worked on it, right? I think they had some sort of collaboration.
Feels Good what's the company? Good Feels?
Yeah, Good Feels, I think. I think they had some type of collaboration. So I'd be interested to see a Yoshi game in this format.
Mm-hmm. It would be cool. I think their name is in the credits because of Kirby's Epic Yarn. When you look at the storybook, they show all the past games. Okay. So maybe that's why they're there, but maybe they also did help and with the creativity of what Kirby can do.
Where were the Game Boy in the NES? They didn't go back past certain Kirby games in the storybook.
So I don't know if it's this Good Feel. Apparently they did Wario Land Shake It on the Wii. And then some training words, training quiz, and then dropping down Kirby's Epic Yarn, and then Mario and Luigi Dream Team, Yoshi's Woolly World, Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World, Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn.
The new Crafted World?
And then Crafted World.
Maybe they shared some assets. You never know.
Could be. So, I do want to shout out the Nintendo dads just brought all their friends over to the stream. So welcome everybody. Make sure to check out the Nintendo dads, podcast. I would really, really appreciate it if you guys did that. They are a good group. And I don't know, I think we need to call them out into Mario Kart or something one of these days, maybe some Splatoon or something. I think we just gotta
maybe not Splatoon. Splatoon.
Cheesy's gonna keep his mouth shut because of how bad that was.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing. You can't let people.
Were just speedrunning. We were speedrunning Splatoon. We were just getting through as many games as we could.
Yeah, we wanted to play Rainmaker and play it as fast as we could
and play it a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We succeeded. We got eight games in 10 minutes.
Yeah, like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was rough. We won't talk about Splatoon. So, there are three new games to Nintendo Switch Online: Earthworm Jim 2, Dig Dug 2, and Mappyland.
They made a second Dig Dug? That was my first thought.
So I know, like, it for me, it's a little weird. Like, where's Earthworm Jim 1? You know, why jumping right to 2? I don't know.
Japan
don't
know. Also got Harvest Moon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and just
instead of Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. Instead of Earthworm Jim.
So it just dropped. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Six p.m. on
it was PST, Tuesday, like, right? Was that Tuesday?
Well, there was like they updated the apps, and everybody was like, "Oh, we must be getting games soon." And then you know, a day later, or you know, a couple hours later, they released these games.
It was just unlike them. You know, usually it's a build up, and like they'll be out in 3 days
for the 64 games.
Well, yeah. It's true. But I wasn't
still trying to sell that.
Wasn't Donkey Kong Country kind of an event when those games were coming out? They were like,
yeah, but that was before the 64 stuff was out, right? Or was that after?
Right. So these don't matter anymore.
Yeah, they're the Castaway stuff.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. I see what you're doing now. I get it. Okay. So anyway, those are available. The big news of the week, though, is the Breath of the Wild got delayed. Some people ordered some $16 spicy chips.
Oh my god! I tweeted like immediately as soon as I saw it, and I was bragging already. And I had some people come in the comments and be like, "Oh, this is the first thing I thought of."
Yeah, that was cool to see. When I got the notification and it said, we have an update about Zelda, I was like, oh man, it is 7 in the morning. I don't need this right now. I will say, yes, I was wrong. I was being optimistic, but I am glad that they did mention it for E3. That was kind of my big argument, is that if they were going to delay it, they needed to tell us before E3. But now, even
there's
that
no
got E3 canceled,
anymore.
So
yeah, there will still be Summer Game Fest from Jeff Keighley. There will still be most likely an Xbox.
I mean, we're
going to
get a direct and a direct, a direct, yeah, for sure.
PlayStation will do whatever they do.
Anyway, let's talk about me winning some more because. Josh, you made the right choice, and you sided with me.
Barely made the right choice.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of leather-bound books back here. So, yeah.
When are we doing it?
The chip is taking
when
like
we're doing the chips.
It's gonna be like another week, I think, before it gets here, because it's some third-party seller that mine's coming here in a little bit. But we'll prep people for it. And yeah, we're brainstorming some ideas. Maybe we're going to see how many Mario Kart races Cheesy and I can do before we break down and have to drink water, milk, ice cream, whatever.
Don't drink water. You drink milk.
Yeah.
I'm in training mode.
It's a challenge.
I'm in training mode right now. I'm starting with just a plain tortilla chip. Then I'm moving to the nacho cheese chip. And there's a whole process.
So, quick side story. I used to work with this guy who could not do spicy. And I don't know if you guys remember the roulette bags of Doritos where you couldn't tell if it was a spicy chip or like, so they had some real hot, then kind of hot, and then not hot at all. And this guy, we were driving to a job site and he kept reaching in the bag and I can do heat. Like, heat doesn't bother me. So I'm eating every chip just like it's a normal chip. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't got one yet. And he's like dying in the seat next to me. Like, these are so hot. Like, I'm done for. Like, you know, tell my wife I love her kind of thing. Like,
it was, yeah. Nate's right. The chip is black. So no funny business.
Yeah, even though awesome, I am very curious to see how spicy it is, because I mean, I have a channel point redemption on my Twitch that's like, eat a spoonful of hot sauce. And right now I've got like ghost pepper hot sauce, and that's,
yeah,
it's a whole like liquid looks like jello. It jiggles. It's makes my breath smell terrible after every stream. So I'm curious to see how
it
I'm
is.
Gonna do
it is ghost it. Pepper and scorpion pepper or something like that. I think is what
it is. Carolina Reaper and scorpion. Reaper. Okay. Carolina yeah. Reaper is the hottest pepper. So let's go.
I'm glad I won. I'm glad I won.
Crawler, how do you do a spice? Do you do spicy?
I do spicy. I do okay. like yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll see.
So, as long as this doesn't have any flavors, you'll be fine.
It'll kill all the flavors once it gets in the mouth.
So let's talk speculation, right? Let's take a trip down speculation lane. Chat's talking about hopefully Twilight Princess, hopefully Wind Waker HD collection. Like, yes, please bring both of those. The Oracle games in the Awakening style. For me personally, and I talked about it on the NPC Mini, I would love to see Minish Cap get the Awakening treatment, and not necessarily exactly like Awakening, but to see it modernized. And that's the game I would most love to play, because it's not a game I have much, I don't have much time with it.
And
right?
they could get around remastering those if they announce that Game Boy Advance games are coming to Nintendo Switch Online at E3 or something like that. They could get a lot of because those are both Zelda Capcom games, right? The mm-hmm. Oracle Seasons, Oracle Ages, and then they could get
Minish Cap is too. That's a Capcom game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they could get some of those at least because right now the only way, which it's shutting down here soon, is to buy those either physically or on. Are those 3DS or Wii U? Some they're split.
Wii
I think
U. It's on... Wii U. The GBA okay. games are on Wii U. Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know about the Game Boy games. Game Boy games, I think, are on 3DS.
They are. Yes, Game Boy GBA is not. Unless you're an ambassador, you have a few.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, I would be hopeful for the Twilight Princess and Wind Waker kind of HD box set. That would be nice.
So when they delayed the original Breath of the Wild, like way back in 2015, probably they brought Wind Waker to the Wii U.
We gonna get Link's Crossbow like, Training 2? Josh, come on, some emotion, come on.
I was just thinking, please do not take us back down the trip of motion controls. Like we were talking about Mario motion controls today, and I was like, oh no, please, please.
Speaking of motion controls, do you think Skyward Sword has any relation to Breath of Wild 2?
Because yeah, I think we all have homework, and I need to
do it. Yeah, I got to actually do it. I'll play Button.
I've been playing Buttons. Yeah.
I played Button because I didn't play it on the Wii because the motion controls I like just didn't sound appealing to me. And then what people said, and I was like, okay, great, I'll play Button Control. And then when I got it on Switch, I was like, oh, I kind of hate how this feels. And then I played Motion. So it's a good game in theory, in my opinion. But I just like the ideas and everything are there, and the story is there. It just gets a little clunky.
I played Motion because I had my fancy new Joy-Con and I wanted to until I got to one of those rope crossings. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rope crossing. That game is just not fun. It's not fun to play. It's not a like I know people love the story, but it's just not. They like dumbed down the combat because they had to deal with the motion control.
You attack from a top, below, side. It's too orchestrated.
Yeah. And it's... Yeah, it's just not fun to play. But I need to get through it because apparently the story's really good. And it does look like they're going to implement at least something.
Mm-hmm. Skyloft is going to be in it, I'm pretty Skyloft. Sure.
I loved what we saw with the Master Sword being all like melted. Like, what's that going to involve? Are we going to have to put this thing back together? Like, you know,
people are saying your hand was Ganon's hand as well.
Yeah, they showed him with the claw.
Like the fingers, yeah, and the rings. Yeah,
I saw a tweet that someone posted that said, I guess nobody told Link that the Master Sword isn't dishwasher safe. I just thought it was great because the way that the sword looks, it's all like the way that, yeah, you would just burn your plastic.
Right? I mean, so I guess my question is, does weapon breaking come back?
Oh, yeah. How do they not have it in there?
I don't know.
I here's my take on it. I'm fine with weapon breaking if the Master Sword doesn't have to recharge again. Like, get us to a point.
Well, we might not be able to use the Master Sword for a long time. That's what it looks like.
And that's okay. As long as at some point we can and we don't have to switch back. Unless they make some weapons that are like super fun and they make us want to go back to use them even if they break. But like,
I never used any of the champion weapons because I didn't want them to break and then have to go repair them with jewels and all that kind of, like, I just went and put them on display shelves in my house.
Yeah.
And I never used them. So yeah. I want a way to use the stuff you get without fear of or an expensive repair. I just want to be able to use them.
Maybe they played Elden Ring and they were like, oh no, this game doesn't have weapon durability and people love it. We got to take it out.
Yeah. It's gotta be one of the, like, I feel like they could come up with a better system. One that was like, yo, this is a weaker weapon. This is a stronger weapon. That's why you would want to continue using it and then, or move on to the next one. You know, that kind of thing. Maybe some weapons break, maybe weapons that are made of wood that are like spears, or, you know, maybe there are some more fragile stuff, but then as you get further in the game, you level up, you get different things, different items, different materials. You know, it would be cool to be able to cast cast a spell of unbreakable on some items or something. Yeah. That, like, you know, only a few items you could do that with, or, you know, I don't know exactly.
Well, and the nature of how you played Breath of the Wild and what was cool and unique, go anywhere, do anything you want. But with that, they had to have the caveat that you might have different stuff than somebody else getting there at that point. So, because that's always been a Zelda thing, is like, you're in this dungeon, you get this item, you're going to use that to defeat the boss. Mm-hmm. So that would be a way to encourage you to use a weapon and mix up how people are playing each different encounter. But then we kind of have to go back into a kind of more linear thing. But if dungeons are coming back, then maybe we get that kind of experience again, because you're going to find the thing before you get to the boss and then you can use the thing.
Hopefully. It could be. Yeah. And I mean, they said very clearly, we're going to be exploring above, you know, basically the sky, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means. We see Link look like he's like kind of falling, similar to what he did in Skyward Sword. We see him teleport through, which we saw before. That wasn't new footage, teleporting through that, through those bricks up to the
what appeared to be Skyloft, kind of.
Yeah. And this game is such a mystery. They won't even tell us the name. You know, they won't even tell us. It's
sequel to Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, they're not changing it. It's gonna be like the Project
Triangle.
Yeah. They're just gonna take it's just the sequel out of the front. It's just gonna be a sequel to Breath of the Wild. Something.
But that's wild to me, though, that like we don't even know the name of it yet. And it's obviously it has to do with it would obviously spoil it has to be something.
Story. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would give too much away. But
all right. So are you worried that it has taken it's been longer between Skyward Sword? Actually, I might be wrong on this, but I think it's longer between Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time. That then they were using the same engine.
It doesn't have me worried whatsoever. Like, I
mean,
I want
years
them to
into
take,
a pandemic, so I mean,
I want them to take as long as it needs. Breath of the Wild took 6 years, and that was definitely a 10 out of 10 game. Like, they could take 2 more years for Breath of the Wild 2 if they had to make it, you know, what they need. And
also, they don't need it, right? Like, they don't need to release it right now. They're super healthy, so they're yep. They probably want to release
the back half of the year is stacked. We didn't even know when they were going to be able to fit it in. Because Xenoblade's coming out, Splatoon's coming out, Bayonetta's coming out, Pokemon.
Yeah, the Pokemon announcement really made me think this is going to push it.
But it's amazing, right? Because, I mean, that is the first game we know that Nintendo is going to have in 2023. And what a banger.
It's just already right front out the runner gate. For game of the year. I tweeted that. It's like they just got out of the way for Elden Ring. And now they're clear front runner for game of the year 2023.
You know, they're going to win it 2 years in a row. We got Kirby this year and Breath of Wild 2 next year.
Poor Ragnarok's going to come out one of these 2 years and have to fight with that.
Or Horizon Forbidden West.
Well, that they sunk their own ship. They came out next to another big game.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, for sure. So it doesn't bother me. It looking at the business side of it, it still comes out before the end of the next fiscal year. So like either way,
spring is like March 20th through June 20th.
So I guess technically then it could come out after the fiscal year. I have questions, right? I wonder, Is this a development thing? Did they look at everything and they're like, we're going to give Pokemon plenty of room? Are they like, wait, we've seen what the ports have done on the Switch. Should we push this one a little bit more and put out Twilight Princess or Wind Waker or do a pack or something of those two? I can't see them doing a pack. When they didn't do a pack of Skyward Sword, like when Skyward Sword got released by itself, you know, like it's just like throwing away money for them. So part of me, and I talked about it in my little NPC mini, I wonder if there's not something in one of these other games that ties to the lore that they're like, you know what? Yeah, let's throw this out here first, just so we can make sure everybody plays everything they need to before Breath of the Wild 2 comes out, you know? I don't know if that's going to be the case.
It's the Zelda multiverse.
Because what timeline does Breath of the Wild fall in? Because Majora's Mask is in Breath of the Wild, but also because there's what, three timelines?
Does the timeline even matter anymore? Like that was pre Breath of the Wild when they made that.
The timeline came out, yeah, as Breath of the Wild was coming out. So yeah, it's I don't know if it's super clear as to, but they reference. Don't they reference the flood in Breath of the Wild?
From Halo?
Oh, man.
But, all right, 2023 is going to be Breath of the Wild 2, Mario Kart 9.
get out. Mario Kart 9,
Captain Toad 2, Arms 2. It's gonna be even a bigger year. Odyssey 2. Yeah, it's gonna be a huge year.
We'll never know, right? We'll never know what the if it was just for dev purposes. If I mean, Pokemon obviously is selling like crazy. Seeing the sales of Arceus and then announcing Scarlet and is it Violet? Is that the other?
Yeah, Violet. Yeah. Scarlet and Violet. Yeah.
Yeah, they may just be going, let's not overlap these two things. Let's really market Pokemon. And
they print money with that.
Well, and these are both games that are in the top of the sales, right? Pokemon's top of the sales charts. Breath of the Wild is top of the sales charts. Like, I feel like it could be more of a business decision than, and who knows, maybe it would put devs into a situation of crunch, which nobody wants that. Like that is the worst thing ever. But
because fiscal's next end of financials, so next March has the potential to have what, 5 Pokemon games in the top 10 on Switch. Let's Go, Sword and Shield, Diamond and Pearl, Arceus, and the new Gen 9. Like that's
to start sharing top 20 because like nobody wants to just be see Pokemon games.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I'm hopeful that Splatoon 3 hits that top 10, you know, as because isn't Splatoon 2 probably getting knocked out? Isn't it at 10 right now?
Yeah, Splatoon 2 is already knocked out.
Ring Fit is top is 10 right now.
Ring Fit is at 10. Okay, so you know, I mean, I hope we see that, you know. I feel like Nintendo's still got something up their sleeve. Like we only know up until Pokemon, right? There's always
one more thing at E3.
There's always one more thing. It is like there's this thing called like this 30-year marketing cycle. Like Mario Kart is 30 years old. Nintendo, recognize your best-selling.
It's the booster franchise. Pass.
Give us a Game & Watch.
Booster Pass is out.
give us a Game & Watch. Give us anything Mario Kart. I mean, they know this brand is doing is hot. There's Hot Wheels. There's remote control cars.
Happy Meals.
I mean, I have a shrine to Mario Kart right here. You know, they clearly want to sell stuff that has to do with Mario Kart. Give us something. Celebrate this game already. Like, I know we're getting courses, but recognize it. You recognize Mario. You recognize Zelda. Like, come on.
All right, let me throw something at you. And okay. So far, I'm pretty bad at predicting things, so let's just keep going.
What's the bet?
Oh, Johnny, go away.
Yeah, what do you guys want to bet me and Johnny?
All right, so I am wondering if Nintendo is even going to have anything in June, like a Direct. I don't think they need it. I think they could do some like Nintendo Treehouses. We know a lot of their games that are coming out this year. That maybe it would just be better if they just had like 3-day event of Nintendo Treehouse. And then in September, they come back with some new announcements for maybe the end of the year / going into the next year. Because now they don't really have a reason to post anything for June.
Treehouse is a snooze fest sometimes. And the Direct is flashy. Hey, look at me. Kind of deal, like they're gonna.
I don't think they'll get rid of it.
It wouldn't be do the sizzle, first time, though.
Yeah, but they're gonna do sizzles for Strikers.
Look what's behind Cheesy. Look what's behind Cheesy.
Yeah, Splatoon will not be out yet, so they're gonna promote that.
They first got to do like a test fire, and then they got to do a Splatoon Direct. And
test
so
fire is going to be available that day. Like that's my prediction.
On E3,
I'm not gonna be able to share it.
Yeah,
they usually do it like a couple months beforehand, and then within the month of it being released, they do the Splatoon Direct.
But what did they say on Splatoon? Summer, just summer, right now, right?
Yeah, just summer. People are saying July 15th.
Summer doesn't start until June 20th. So I mean, so E3 is usually week one of June. So drop it right then. Download it now. Play it through. How long does Test Fire last usually?
Wait, isn't June 20th summer or is it July? Yeah.
June.
Yeah.
In Washington State, summer starts July 5th because that's when it finally stops raining.
No, I don't know. I just think that they have a incredibly stacked year of games that we already know about that. A Direct, I guess, would just be in June would be updates for the rest of the year. But do they have announcements?
Let me piggyback off this. Maybe it's part of the reason E3 was canceled because Nintendo's like, we got nothing.
Well, we know they're not going to be at Summer Game Fest. I don't know what it is. It just seems like they don't want to be a part of Jeff Keighley's anything. Summer Game Fest.
At Reggie.
And Game
Reggie's
Awards.
Friends with Jeff.
Did they not have anything last year at Summer Game Fest?
No.
They had something, didn't they?
Well, what this summer's Game Fest was like somebody would release a random trailer and Jeff Keighley was like, oh yeah, that's part of Summer's Game Fest. Like, it wasn't
the whole thing was he had the exclusive on Elden Ring. That was it at Summer Game Fest. Right?
It's wasn't also that, like 3 months long.
Yeah.
No, the Elden Ring was I forget what it is. It's
E3. What happened last year, didn't it? It was just virtual.
Yeah, but it was the ESA charging a crazy amount of money for these companies to be included in their digital showcase, like promotional type stuff. It was very, the ESA is pricing themselves out of being relevant. And I mean, Xbox has gotten out of there. EA has gotten out of there. PlayStation left a while ago. Nintendo puts on a good booth. I mean, but otherwise, that's kind of it. It's Josh was there back the last live E3, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of peripherals. It's a lot of smaller devs, right, that are just trying to showcase.
The show floor was fantastic. I mean, you know, Nintendo, like, you walked into a Pokemon Stadium. Like, that's literally, mm-hmm. And then there was a haunted house for Luigi's Mansion. And then Link's Awakening had this killer, what are they called? Like diorama or whatever. Like, it was like, it was super, mm-hmm. super sick. Right. And PlayStation, you know, they had some stuff. Xbox was not in the main, I never even made it over, you know, and then Devolver Digital's outside, like, serving alcohol to everybody and like right outside of E3 and the ESA is like,
because there is a business side. There is a business side to E3, because like all the retailers come there and they get their pulse on what's going to be hot and how many units of everything they want to order for their warehouses to then distribute to their brick and mortars. But brick and mortars becoming less and less relevant unless you're selling Nintendo stuff, really, and
warranties with your games, you know, that you don't ask for. GameStop, thanks for that.
Did they sell you a warranty that you didn't ask for, Josh?
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It was good times. So we'll see how it goes. There'll be a story time in the near future, because this got escalated apparently, and I haven't even been like. I'm like, nah, it's good. I don't want the employees getting in trouble for having to do the
corporate
crappy business practices that their higher ups. And they're like, well, we can get you in touch with the district manager. I'm like, if he makes those decisions, if it's somebody higher, let me talk to him, you know, because that's bogus. You know,
on Twitter?
Don't threaten these kids' hours if, you know, if they don't get me for an extra $4 on a warranty I'll never use.
Oh, Cryptic's got a good question here.
So.
that's gotta be this year, right? We're gonna get Hollow Knight Silksong here sometime soon.
No, it's on a Breath of the Wild dev cycle.
And Cryptic, it's not DLC anymore. It got escalated quite a few years ago
it's actually a two-part full game. It's part 2 and 3 at this point.
Yeah, what happened to Sports Story too?
Sports Nick? Story was that supposed to be last year?
I think so.
That was like either last year or 2 years ago, but
I mean, the pandemic has just wrecked havoc. I mean,
game development must be hard. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, the reviews that are going to come in after this.
At
this
Johnny place. Bo everywhere. He
what?
Really.
No. What? That wasn't really...
Oh, no. I wasn't just talking about you. I mean, this whole. I just feel like our whole night has been off the rails, which has been super fun. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah,
the Delicious Last Course comes out in June, right?
Hey, there's only one game I care about this year, honestly, and that's the Cowabunga Collection. Like, that's why Breath of the Wild got delayed.
And then Shredder's Revenge is going to be later this year, too.
They had to get away from it.
They had to get away from Cowabunga Collection. They're like, we can't. We don't know when it's dropping, and we don't want to be near it. Like,
real quick, do you guys want to talk about the Switch Sports overview trailer?
Yeah. Maybe we could pull it up.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, because I don't know if I saw the right one. I saw a trailer.
you saw some fan made one or something?
I was on their Twitter right today.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. They announced
it's on YouTube as well. I saw it on YouTube as well.
They announced the three NES games, and then like right after was the Switch Sports trailer at night. It was like the weirdest thing.
Wait, are we allowed to talk about this?
They talked about it. It's time.
That's a great question. Are we safe if we bring this up? So,
oh, banned.
There it is.
This is a trailer I saw.
More
I saw
badminton and volleyball.
Yep.
Soccer with the leg strap.
Get your leg strap ready.
Good thing I have Ring Fit already, so I can get it digitally.
You're not going to buy it digitally anyway. You're going to go buy it physical. Just like I am. We're going to have two leg straps and.
Oh, they showed dual wielding swords, and I'm definitely using dual wielding swords.
You didn't in the demo?
No. I was just trying to play in the demo because like I was worried that I was going to disconnect every 3 seconds.
Oh, I would just quit when I got swords so I could pull, and then I got banned.
Do you think that these games look too similar to each other?
Yeah, I mean, like, they all involve a net, and it's like tennis, badminton, volleyball.
What? How do you bowl with a net? That's what I'm really curious about. Yeah, like, what? Well, where do you go bowling?
They figured it out. It's this new sport. It's catching on. I don't know. Like, I am really excited for it. I love the demo. I do think that, what is it? It's six sports that's...
Yeah, launch.
Swords, badminton, soccer.
Yeah.
So hold on. Swords, soccer, bowling, badminton, volleyball, tennis.
I think it's only six, and then we get golf later.
Okay. And shabramba-ramba.
Whatever. That was swords.
Oh, the
shabramba.
Okay. I was trying to be fancy.
I'm glad they're bringing this stuff back. The bowling, like, challenges were always fun.
99 pin bowling, that was always fun.
Why is the soccer ball so much bigger than
because it's Rocket League.
I want this to be
Rocket League without cars.
The thing that piqued my interest with the trailer is that we will rank up, and the more you play online, you get like special equipment that you can use. So I think that's pretty cool. That should keep people playing for a while. I hope that there's like monthly tournaments that they do. That could be a lot of fun. I just hope that they add more to it and that it just continues to be something. It is a lot of fun. I mean, it takes you back.
Not that we've played it.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Yeah, I'm assuming, remember.
I feel like it would have been fun if I had played it.
Mm-hmm. If I had played it, I would have got 256 in bowling, but I didn't. So that's not a top score that I have right now.
Oh, this is great. I'll be honest. I miss like I kind of don't like how polished this game looks. I miss the jankiness of the Miis and like their arms going all over.
I would do that all the time with the Wiimote, just wiggle it, and their arm is like going through their body.
Yeah, and Cryptic asks a good question. Do you think it still has the staying power of the Wii versions? I mean, my honest answer is it didn't feel like it had the charm if I had played it that the Wii the Wii games did, you know, like
if I had played it. If I had played it, I was playing the tennis and I was playing against, I guess, two people, and the one guy was in the front and he just kept hitting the ball. He wouldn't let his teammate play. It was very rude.
were you playing against me? Was that me? Yeah, I hope it does. I hope it's as fun. I hope it has that. I hope it can, you know, catch lightning in a bottle a second time. Like that's what I would love to see for us as the consumer, like having people over and bowling and now being able to like bowl.
They don't
with
have
you
an
guys
S rank. How do they not have an S rank?
Yeah, the game starts with an S. What the heck?
Oh my gosh.
I see some battle pass opportunities here.
Battle pass.
You're gonna have to subscribe to Nintendo Switch expansion pack to be able to get that though.
Yeah, the customization seems really cool.
It does.
Is that a cat ear badminton?
Johnny's in.
Like, give me Mario outfits of some kind, and I'm more than sold. If I can bowl looking like Mario, Batman, yeah, that too. So, interesting. I haven't heard this, but Cryptic's asking if Switch Sports is the first game to implement the AMD Fidelity FX slider, or if that's just a rumor. I mean, I'm unsure. I'll check it right now.
Those are words that I know some of. It looks good. I mean, it looks good. It looks like it's going to be fun. Hopefully, I think it's going to be more fun with, you know, playing with other people and the community. Like, I'm not just going to randomly like play online to try to rank up. I don't see myself doing that.
Oh, I bet you do.
They're going to incentivize it with your cat ears.
Yeah, that's true. If I need to do it to get cat ears, I'll do it.
Yeah. So apparently, looking through this, there's like a tweet that has the Fidelity FX like copyright with, and this is within. It's found an interesting license from Nintendo Switch Sports lists Fidelity FX Super Resolution FSR. So there's something there. What that means exactly, that's anybody's guess right now, but there is something there. So
I know that some people have said it already, but it would be really cool if we could explore that like rec center area, because it looks so detailed that you could just like walk through, and I don't know, maybe there's like a place where you buy some snacks, and I mean just like unnecessary stuff, but just to explore a little bit and then go into some of these places. Like,
you want a metaverse.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. Nintendo's always been good at that, so
this will be the game where we get Nintendo NFTs. Watch.
Every podcast we got to mention NFTs somehow. It's amazing.
Kirby NFTs.
So I do like, did we get any kind of questionnaire to fill out? Remember how we were doing demos for Nintendo early on?
Pay $50 for WarioWare?
Will you pay $50? I feel like we were more involved as the consumer in the community. I don't recall getting any kind of email, you know, talking about this game because we didn't play it.
Remember?
It feels too, if we had played it, it just feels slow.
Right.
And you know, like I feel like we not being able to throw the bowling ball as fast as I'm moving the Wii remote. Or the Joy-Con.
It threw us off a little bit. At least it did for me.
I mean, if I had played it, it would have thrown me off as well. And I hope that kind of stuff can.
In Wii Sports, you know, there's also the peak of the tennis, like the tennis ball. If you hit it at the peak, it's like an unhittable return. So. Like, I'm hoping they don't have that stuff.
They did. It seemed like it was a smaller window. You could get a powered up serve or whatever.
If we had played it.
Josh actually didn't play that though, because he quit every time he didn't get something he didn't want to play.
Well,
what if you load up the full version and they're like, sorry, you're not allowed to play.
Maybe that's why I didn't get the email.
Nintendo was like, if you would have played it instead of quitting,
you had to have finished a sword fight in the demo to play this full game.
Look, when you want a bowl, you want a bowl. Okay, mm-hmm. there's nothing.
They only gave us 45 minutes to do it. So you got to make sacrifices
at like 3 in the morning. Pick and choose.
Yeah.
It, I mean, they might have let us play at 3 a.m. mm-hmm. with.
But we'll never know.
A window, but we don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of 3 a.m, it's almost that time for Johnny. Oh, so we should wrap this thing up. Everybody that's here with us live, we can't believe you've made it this far. If you're listening to the audio version and you made it this far, we're still in shock and we thank you. And come hang out in the Discord, you guys, and tweet at all these guys. Their links are in the description. We love you. We appreciate you. And that's not an April Fool's joke. I hope everybody has a great rest of their week, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.